Tonight, with 20% of the world's oil being prevented from passing through this vital waterway, three vessels attacked in the critical Strait of Hormuz, one of those ships in flames, claiming the captains ignored their warnings not to come through.
Attention all ships, from now on, all navigating through the Strait of Hormuz is forbidden.
Meanwhile, a foreign oil tanker was ablaze in the port of Umm Qasr near Basra in southern Iraq. A security source saying the vessel sustained significant damage. It's not yet known what the cause was. And tonight, Iranian drones also striking Oman's largest oil facility, setting off massive explosions in videos circulating online. All of this adding to huge global volatility in oil markets and gas prices back in the US. Tonight, the retaliation from Iran on those ships and oil fields seen as a major escalation. It comes just hours after the US struck at least 16 boats capable of laying sea mines in that all-important Strait of Hormuz. Iran tonight now warning the world to get ready for oil prices to skyrocket to $200 per barrel. Earlier, the president was pressed if he'd still encourage oil companies to pass through the dangerous Strait of Hormuz, after saying 24 hours ago the crews on those oil tankers should have the guts to do it.
I think they should use
the Strait.
Look, we took out.
And even as all of this plays out, the president tonight in Kentucky claiming victory.
And we've won. Let me say, we've won. You know, you never like to say too early you won. We won. We won the bet. In the first hour, it was over.
David, these attacks by Iran causing havoc with international shipping and oil prices. President Trump has said he'd act to keep the Strait of Hormuz open. But so far, Iran's ability to pose danger to any vessel, all too clear.